Hello, today is February the 28th, and the title for today's devotional post is When Words Are Many, Sin Is Not Absent, But He Who Holds His Tongue Is Wise. Today's scripture readings come from the following four passages. The book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 17, through chapter 23 and verse 44. The gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 through chapter 10 and verse 12. Psalm 44, verses 1 through 8. And Proverbs, chapter 10 and verse 19. A recap of the various offerings is outlined by God to Moses. There are a number of feasts throughout the course of the year and a list of criteria for acceptable offerings. The Feast of the Tabernacles is an interesting one in which palm fronds and branches are used, and it is perhaps this tradition that may be viewed as the foreshadowing of the manner in which Jesus was to be received into Jerusalem by those who loved him. And so Mark, the author of the Gospel of Mark, continues with his account of Jesus' teaching and preaching ministry. One wonders what Jesus' answers might be to some of the same questions if they were asked of him today. It is difficult to believe that Jesus' views on divorce would be the same. The cultural context of these statements, notwithstanding, it seems to be in opposition to the overall persona and preachings of Jesus to be condemning of the frailties of a man and woman's attempt and sometimes failure in the institution of marriage. David's psalm for the day is one where David proclaims his utter trust and confidence in God's provision to fight his battles on his behalf. He says, starting in verse 6, I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Finally, the proverb for the day, the one and only proverb for the day, is a good one to keep in mind. Verse 19 puts it like this. Solomon, wise king of Israel, says, When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. May God bless the reading and reflection of his word. Amen.